Blog Talk Radio.
What's on the floor like that?
Look. You got sick.
Drowsy right now. I'm dizzy. I can't do nothing. I'm going to take off.
Like it is, John. Well,
Joanna, but I don't, you know, you guys have had problems in life. What do you mean problems? Okay, you know, you guys have been to bat a lot of times, you know. I took one shot at the big sky, you know, and scored. Wife just laid there and went, it's Halloween. Anyway,
but you didn't get married. You were 37, 30.
What do you mean I didn't get married? What am I, a Mau Mau fighter pilot? Of course I got married.
But you waited until you were 37.
Of course, I want to go through what you did, Your Honor.
Don't be nervous, guys. I'm between two guys. Hey, but you got to find yourself. You came out of Nebraska. You came out of Jersey. You were young, mixed up, confused. I was in heat 24 hours a day. I used to go on the highway. Help. Anybody. A monkey, a dog, a rabbit. Anybody. Help.
I remember you back there.
Yes, you were.
I remember the names.
That was my name. No, let's not bring it up. Kissing you under, you know what?
She was recommending what the
What division? Well, the division was
painting. You know what I'm talking about.
What division? All of a sudden, I became a chemist. What division was the basis of your Navy career?
Were you in gunnery communication?
Gunnery? No. We didn't have it in those days, as you know. We didn't have radar. There's no radar.
Red, you up?
Yes.
There was no radar. You were a fighter pilot, right?
How did I get him in a cockpit? Are you there? Come on, Ed.
Video right now.
Oh, hi, darling. You're all right. Just a couple of hours, but if I'm late, go ahead and start about it. All good. I mean, it's still probably a bad signal. I said, I probably won't have the signal. Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me? Okay. Here we go again.
Thank you. And this is the American Revolution,
How you doing, Charlie? You okay? Sit down.
Oh, I live. I want to be a day to be the best of me. I'm only alone, not alone. My current state is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every day. I face the day. I rise and fall. Yet too little. Not much money. I want one night in time. When I'm more than I thought I could be. When all of my dreams are completed. And the answers are all up to me. When I'm racing with destiny, then in that one moment of time, I will be, I will be. I've lived to be the reason that I don't those times for me. I've made my dream my
What?
When I'm home, then I
Beautiful. My name is Jules Haas, a New York attorney. For over 30 years, I've represented clients
in
real estate and garden systems. Built on my years of experience and results for my clients. My office handles everything from simple administration proceedings to complex contract things. As your attorney, no detail is too small. I'll work with you closely from beginning to end. Each and every case I take on, I strive to provide quality, personable legal services that directly benefit my clients with the best possible representation. For a free prompt consultation, please call me at 212-355-2575 and visit my website. I also encourage you to read the New York Probate Lawyer blog, which I post key information on weekly.
I'm Peace of mind. Such a big, beautiful idea.
With RussiaBooking.com, this means free cancellation on most bookings. It's a bit functional, but we're glad to be functional so you can be free. Booking.com. Booking.
Thank you. Thank you. adding new music to our artist series, new disciplines, like boxing and sports. Start your 30-day home trial. Free pickup, full refund. Learn more at onepeloton.com.
Thank you. refreshment. It tastes like no other.
Thank you. What burrow bird? getting is like, it smells like I'm about to slip some wood with an axe while I wear all the flannel that I have in my closet.
Smells like a sexy lumberjack, like a fashion man.
Ah,
the salt in your skin ever so.
Really? And it's delivered right to your door.
Gee, you never smell so good.
Fresh balls? Fresh balls. This is for a night out.
Yeah, this is date night, though, for sure. Guys, you gotta do this for your girl. She won't be able to keep her hands off. Save up to $27 when you bundle.
I'm vaccine hero. Get vaccinated. Vaccination is the best way to protect against COVID-19 and save lives. Visit nyc.gov/COVID-vaccine or call 212-COVID-19.
Our noses. And for folks who take notice, she says it could lead to unexpected massive gains in the months ahead. Let's get to it. Nomi Prince, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, hi, Chris, and thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. I got to say, you have been busy. You've been working like a woman on a mission. I can tell from looking at your schedule. You've been to, I think, 7 states, appeared on a half dozen programs in the last few months alone, all while finishing up your 7th book. What is going on?
First of all, Chris, let me just say I am so happy to be here. And, yes, I am running on adrenaline and coffee. Because what's happening today, it should be the number one story in the world of money. And yet it's hardly getting any coverage at all.
So is this another cover-up by the government or the mainstream media?
Not exactly. In many ways, it's actually worse than that. And the effects will be severe. People who don't see what's coming could suffer immensely in the months ahead. But if you understand what's going on right now, the flip side is that you're going to be fine, better than fine. You could even come out ahead if you make the right move now.
Forgive me when I say this, but I have to, I'm just being honest here. When I listen to most economic experts out there, I'll be honest, it gives me a headache.
That is no accident, Chris. Right. I mean, the elite have cloaked this story in so many big words and jargon that you can understand it. And that's why I have taken the time to simplify what's happening so that everyone watching can see what's happening and prepare. Believe it or not, the most important story in the financial world, it has little to do with stocks or bonds or cryptos. It all traces back to this, a tiny, ordinary penny.
Hey.
Seriously, a penny.
All right, so tell me more.
Okay, first let me ask you a question. How much is this penny worth?
It's your question. I would say a penny is a penny. It's a, so that would be 1 cent, right?
Well, in the world we grew up with, Chris, of course you're right. But not anymore. Bear with me here, okay? I bought with me 2 rolls of copper pennies today.
Okay.
Right? And over here, tucked away, I have 2 single dollar bills. So tell me, if you had 2 single dollar bills. Would you trade them to me for these 2 rolls of pennies?
I'm actually familiar with rolls of pennies. I know they come 50 cents to a roll. So the answer is no. You got $2 here. I lose half my money, right? $2 bills versus $1 full dollar in rolls. I keep the bills. $2 is twice as big as one.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Final answer. I'm not a math whiz, but I think I got that straight.
Well, Chris, it turns out that these copper pennies are worth $2.99. Now, that is nearly triple their face value. And there's reason to believe that fair value could soar to $5 or even $10 in the months ahead.
Okay, so hold on. You're saying that a dollar, face value, a dollar in copper pennies could be worth $5 or $10 soon?
That is exactly what I'm saying. And here's the thing. These aren't even collectible coins.
Right.
There's literally nothing especially rare about them, though I would not be surprised if they did disappear one day. Because right now, they're worth more than 3 times their face value.
I had no idea. Very interesting, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to want to start collecting these anytime soon.
Of course. That's cool, but that's not what I'm suggesting you do. The reason that I use this example, Chris, is that it illustrates a profound change to the entire financial system that's happening right now. So today, I'm going to share with you what's happening and what it means for you and your money. You can keep these pennies, Chris. That is my gift to you.
Thank you.
I think you'll be surprised when you see what's going on and how it could soon turn the financial world upside down and change everything from transportation to energy, even our money, practically overnight.
Yeah. Well, you certainly got our attention here, and thank you for the pennies. Kids will appreciate that.
Sure, Chris. In all seriousness, what's happening today is unlike anything we've seen before, not in our lifetime anyway. We are witnessing a massive financial distortion. And if you've been watching the markets and just holding your breath waiting for sanity to return, you have a lot of company. But why is 1 copper penny suddenly worth 3 cents? And why do so many things just seem out of whack in the world? The best way to show you, I think, is with a picture.
Okay, yes. I think we've got that picture up on screen now. So, what exactly are we looking at?
Everything about life in America today can be explained in this one chart.
Everything in one chart?
Everything. From the election of Donald Trump to the rise of AOC, the toxic political climate of today, the soaring price of gasoline, tuition, health care, even the wild, unpredictable shortages that you've seen at the store everywhere. It also explains why most people, save for the rich, are struggling right now. Chris, this chart may not look like much to you, but to me, it's both terrifying and explanatory.
Well, you're right. All I'm seeing are a couple of lines here, so why exactly does this have you so worked up?
What you see here is a perfect example of something that I call a distortion. In this case, it shows how far the financial world has drifted from reality. Do you see how these lines start out together and then they steadily grew apart?
Absolutely. Gap gets wider with passage of time.
Right. So if this chart was measuring the closeness of a married couple, what would you think?
They're definitely in trouble, drifting apart. Maybe a divorce is inevitable.
Right? A kind of permanent separation.
Yeah.
Of course, this chart doesn't measure the health of a marriage, but it does show two data points that were once together and have since drifted apart. The top line, it represents the growth of our financial economy. Wall Street, Silicon Valley, the so-called elite.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottom line, that's the growth of our wages, which you might call the real world economy. So to use your words, Chris.
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying here. Sorry, the financial world is now divorced, so to speak, from reality.
That's right. And the worst part is most people, they're hoping life will get easier and getting their retirement, their lives, their careers on some sort of return to sanity. But that's a losing bet, Chris. If you think things seem unreal now, just wait. Life for most people is about to get much stranger, even more confusing.
Okay. Wow. So you just hit us with a ton of bricks there, Nomi. And I know you're knowing, you are aware of that. Are you saying we have to rethink everything at this point, that the chaos we're seeing now across America is somehow with us to stay? It's permanent.
Right. By the time we go off the air today, I promise that you're going to see the world in a totally different way, a much more accurate way. It may feel uncomfortable and different from what you're used to, but it's going to help you make sense of the strange events to come.
All right. I'm going to try to do my best to hang with you. I guess I'd rather know what is coming and embrace for that. Than be the one who gets blindsided, that's for sure. So can we put the chart back up for just a second? Thank you. Now, I'm curious. Nomi, on the left side, which I guess would be the origin point, so to speak, you called it the real economy and the financial economy, right? What caused them to disconnect like that? I'm afraid to ask this, but what's going to happen next?
Those are serious questions, Chris, and I'm going to answer every single one.
Okay.
But first, I've got a question for you, okay?
Sure.
I'm willing to follow the rules, so to speak. I mean, you went to college, you got a job, you worked hard, you have a nice suit, maybe you got promoted, you saved money, invested wisely, you followed all those rules. Yet still, you're falling behind. Does that feel familiar to you?
Well, for me, yeah. I don't like to think about it, but yeah, I think most people feel this kind of stress, like they're running on a treadmill, so to speak. Are you telling me this chart explains
why? Yeah, it does. And it all traces back to your question. What caused the split in our economy? We don't have to be a historian to know what's going on. But this is just a moment. Let's travel back in time to the 1970s. Okay? Late in his presidency, Richard Nixon was in trouble. Yeah, he was fighting a massive war in Vietnam while also launching a huge social program called the Great Society. Now, the war in
I'm sure, yeah. Thank you. Somebody told me, Put that guy go. I lost you once. I think I can do it again. Start with you
the second, 26.
There is no easy way, no matter what I do.
I was thinking of contacting her. Why didn't you make this
another one? Stop thinking about what I want. What do you want? What do you want?
When I get money, you're lying to.
What do you want?
That's not
what do you want?
So maybe I can do what we did a while back. Just call her and fix her.
Don't call nobody.
Well, I just shut my thing off probably, okay?
Yes, but I'm not
losing that date.
They can't take it after just any old date because then it's not a once worth of service.
No, I said the 25th when I heard them. Okay? I was talking to them.
So for the 25th, you'll have the money in there. That's all. 22. Put money in ahead of time. You know what to spend.
Yeah, 25th is Monday. Isn't it?
No.
Waiting for the time when
me
and I first
met. Be a father.
I
suppose.
Put up the bank. Hold on, give me a couple seconds. Here you go.